to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from wherever the fuck we can.
Well, actually, we have a studio now.
We do have a studio.
That's sort of left over from the pandemic.
The Wi-Fi is working.
And I guess we have a remote system that works now, although I had not had the chance to test it out myself.
We should try that.
Yeah, before we upend the website again. I note the chat room is not working now.
That's a thing.
So sorry if you've been trying to chat with us, people at home.
I'm not that sorry, because usually they just complain about what I play in contrast to what you play. So I'm perfectly fine.
It's the sharp dichotomy of...
The Cure to Catastrophe. Closing out that set, it was Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd before that.
No one's ever heard that song before.
In fact, and yet, it totally suits the occasion. Before that, we heard Sick by the Sneaker Pimps. I thought we'd go back and re-experience the Sneaker Pimps.
Yeah, I haven't heard the Sneaker Pimps in a gazillion years, except for the Spun Sugar, which still makes its way into my DJ set sometimes.
We also heard from another artist who she herself is ill? I don't know. Do we call it neurodivergent? I don't know. Billie Eilish, who has Tourette's. We heard Bellyache. And opening up the set, we heard a different kind of sickness. That was Love Sick by Muramasa featuring ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, I thought you were going to play Loveful by the Cardigans, which I hate.
No, I was not.
Thank you.
But they did sample that and made it a chipmunk voice.
It wasn't that far from the chipmunk voice to start with.
Well, they exacerbated what was already pretty terrible. So, there you have it. This is The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fM. We're talking about sickness, illness,
psychoses.
Illness
and germs.
Just something we know about here.
Because that was the only theme I could come up with, because I was so goddamn sick 2.5 weeks ago. And then
because you're never self-absorbed.
And then on the day of, I was like, I can't even do the show. I'm too damn sick. Plus, I didn't want to leave my house and go infect the world. Don't want to get any germs on this microphone because we don't have any mic condoms anymore.
I'm sure we could make something up.
Ooh, hey, somebody left some cookies. See above, not eating stuff you find in...
which will make you ill.
I'm curious, though.
There were so many... I'm sure you don't want to talk about this. We opened up the... Oh, don't touch those.
Raspberry brown butter cookies. That sounds like a great idea.
Maldor, I don't think the brown in there is butter any longer.
Let's just put those in the trash.
It's a different... Don't give it to me.
Put it in the trash
Christ
bag.
For Christ's sakes.
Got the trash... The trash stands before you.
Give me a bag of cookie fungus. Illness in a bag.
Don't leave shit in the studio. Oh, that's from Byright, though. Somebody spent some money on those. I bet, you know what? I bet Cheap Hooch left them here and just forgot. Because they always bring snacks.
I was going to say, maybe it was Metaskeptic because the Byright people own his building. But
he doesn't have a show
here
anymore.
He doesn't have a job here anymore. That's right. That's right. In the trash! No more Rush. Anyway, you're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe. Maldor, what do you have lined up for us?
More songs about sickness and illness.
Well, is there anything good?
That are going to work slightly better than my didn't mix it at all set, because I was playing off all these weird sorts.
What is our show if we don't have dead air as transitions? We would not be on brand.
Did you want to read from the pirate porn book?
No, the pirate porn. No, is it going to cause you to play a whaling song?
I don't have any whales or sick songs, so that would be off theme.
Miss Lovelace. There's someone in this book named Miss Lovelace.
First name Linda?
The men at home aren't that stupid, and I don't care if you never wed, the captain blurted. Though I'd love to see great-grandchildren, I admit... I'd miss you something terrible. You light up my house and my days, so if you do marry, I'd be better pleased if you married a good, honest lad from home. I'm just as relieved that you left London for good. Tell the truth. I don't think a lass can trust a man from there.
This is some of the most boring porn I've ever heard.
Trust a man from anywhere. That gem from Edith Layton's For the Love of a Pirate. Book.
Which is, for some reason, in the studio. Don't leave shit in the studio.
Just recycle it. Just recycle it.
Anyway.
Also, great kindling.
The Alchemist is here, but the microphones don't work over there, and I haven't bothered to figure out why. Who knows? Yeah.
We are pleased to what? Alchemist show? Like, can we do an advertisement?
Your show is Saturdays from...
We have a new time, don't we?
6 to 10. which there was some chance of it going on hiatus, but that's not happening now. So tune in 6 to 10 on Saturday nights. You're not on the air. We can't hear you at all because these microphones. You're not sitting in front of a microphone that works. Because why would our microphones work?
Because we test everything here. That's part of our pre-prep, right?
Make sure it's...
Can I sign it?
Yes, you can sign it.
So he's doing classic American Sign Language right now. This is emphasis.
Including a couple middle fingers. That was pretty much the only part that I understood. But I'm not that good with the... You know, I can do like some baseball signs, but aside from that, that's it.
Speaking of diseases, that didn't look like what you were doing. It looked like you were
having a little seizure.
I wasn't going to say it.
That's fine. Keep stuttering.
Your mom.
Yes, she's dead.
Yep.
So unkind. I love the laughter in the bathroom background. Here's the thing: we can't get through one episode without my mentioning dead mom.
No, although we did get through. The pre-production meeting without you crying.
That's fine. Mother's Day is coming up, and do you guys know that fucking Nespresso, I order these stupid pods because I drink that shit.
Because you hate the planet.
And they no, they're recyclable.
Are they now?
Yeah.
I thought that was the whole thing.
Recycling is a lie, but they're recyclable.
Yeah, okay.
But they sent me this email
that
said...
It's a lie to make us feel like we're doing something when it's really industrial.
We ship it to China, and we fucking make cancer cities.
Like we do with our fucking dead tires. We ship them to, like, Guatemala. Like, here, go. We can't burn these in our country. Go burn them in yours.
It's a rubber forest, quote unquote. Okay, yeah, no, but so Nespresso sent me this email that said, you know, would you prefer not to receive emails about Mother's Day?
Did you click on fuck yes?
No, I didn't. I left it open on my screen, like, paralyzed with fear, and like, why?
Why didn't you just click yes?
Do you know this?
I don't want to know.
Because I want the discount. And mom would be proud of that. You know? Just
she's going to bless you with a little Mother's Day discount on your planet-killing coffee, convenience coffee.
Planet-killing? It's not like I have children. I'm just drinking espresso. My God. It's just enough to make you sick.
Well, I started it sick. It was a short journey. All right. I'm going to play some more music. Fuck this. Thanks for coming by the show, Alchemist.
We're so happy to have you in studio. I'm sorry none of the mics work. It's pretty much par for the course here at the studio.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Or we won't. Either thing is possible. This is Alabama 3.
And yours, what is it? Yours in sickness and in health.
Yeah. But I can't recognize a single thing.
phenomenon in all walks of life.
What do you mean?
Well, at one point you've got it, then you lose it, and it's gone forever. All walks of life. Georgie Best, for example, had it, lost it. Or David Bowie, or Lou Reed.
Lou Reed, some of his solo stuff's no bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's not great either, is it? And in your heart, you kind of know that although it sounds all right, it's actually just shite.
So who else?
Charlie Nicholas, David Niven, Malcolm McLaren, okay, Elvis Presley.
Okay, so what is the point you're trying to make?
All I am trying to do, Mark, is to help you understand that the name of the rose is merely a blip on an otherwise uninterrupted downward trajectory.
And what about the Untouchables?
I don't rate that at all.
Despite the Academy Award?
That means fuck all. It's a sympathy vote.
So, we all get old, we can't hack it anymore, and that's it?
Yeah.
That's your theory?
Yeah. Beautifully fucking illustrated.
This is the Cure to Catastrophe, where we like to cough into the mic during an entire show that's dedicated to sickness and illness.
I've been sick for weeks and weeks.
We would like to give a shout out to the Alchemist, who is here in studio with us.
But we didn't bother trying fixing his microphone.
We didn't fix anything.
We
heard from me enough.
It was hard enough to jiggle the wires when we got in here.
Yeah, anyway, that was what I said. We closed things out with You Sound Like You're Sick from the Ramones. We heard Touch Me, I'm Sick by Mudhoney. We heard The Unifying Theory of Life by Sick Boy from the film Trainspotting. And I didn't write down the first thing I played, which was not Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. So try and remember it, and I'm not gonna.
It's amazing that that's the only thing that you remember. So you can hate on it all you want, but it is a little bit sticky, isn't it? Maldoro and I were talking off air. When I was a kid, they used to have the Dark Side of the Moon show at the Laserium, right? At the Exploratorium. And that was like the cool... We were just kids. It was so much fun.
Well, we kicked things off with that Alabama 3 and Too Sick to Pray, which is a song about junk sickness.
And to your point, people should never play Dark Side of the Moon in a bar.
No.
Right.
Or wish You Were Here, or really any other Pink Floyd ever. Even Money is, I mean, that their shitty disco sellout. I mean, that's like the most, the least shitty thing you can play in a bar. Just don't play Pink Floyd in the bar. How's that? You're spending a dollar a song. Play something people haven't heard a billion goddamn times.
And also that they don't want to hurt themselves, too.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Right. You can play a new Cure album.
I feel like listening to The Cure was different when the world wasn't quite so dire.
Fucked up,
yeah, you know, like in the early 80s, even in the early 90s, we could do that because dystopia was still a decade away.
A theoretical concept.
Yeah, something we read about.
something we made movies about. You know
all kinds of sickness.
What if society collapsed?
Again, here, highlighting all kinds of sickness, which we seem to know something about. On the Cure to Catastrophe. Psychoses,
so, yeah.
Stomach aches, heartache.
So yeah, heartburn. I was about to make a shameful confession when I was off. You're still not on the mic, man. I was about to make a shameful confession, which is I was sick at about, before you started, when I was doing the show solo, and it was very, very mopey and self-hatey and whatnot. And so I did an entire show about being sick already. And
since I've been gone?
No, this was years ago.
Like 2019, you mean?
Yeah, or before.
Oh, see, I just thought that was chronic about you.
Well, yeah, I'm the most whiny, miserable little bitch when I'm sick. I become really self-absorbed, believe it or not. Anyway.
I love that he's like, I become. So there's not a modicum of that yet in existence, and yet, yes, yes, yes.
So I just went back and looked at that playlist, and I left out most of the hardcore punk stuff.
So you stole years ago?
I stole my own playlist from 6 years ago.
Outdoor, that is not the point of this exercise.
I'm sick.
God, I'm fucking sick in the head. The point of this exercise is that we come up with a topic, and even though the songs aren't new... Right? We jog our memories. We don't go back to old playlists. We check and see if there's anything new out there.
When I came up with this theme, I was deathly ill. And so I was like, you know what? I can just steal my old playlist.
He's such a drama queen. Deathly ill? Like, really? It's not even COVID.
I was in my... I had taken to my sick bed. I didn't realize how shameful that admission
it's
was
not,
going to be.
It's
Jesus.
You know what? You can't shame people for being sick, but, like, just your... Your, like, level of...
Of disinterest?
No, like, it's not hyperbole, it's something else. What is the right word?
Self-aggrandizement?
No, because that means you think you're better than you are, and you suffer from lack of self-esteem. So that's, yes, you live more there. Not self-loathing. No, you guys totally took this down a different avenue.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Not hyperbole.
Hypochondria.
Almost hypochondriac, but that's correct for the theme. Anyway, I digress. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll think of other
fascinating digression that went nowhere.
Yeah, this is the Cure to Catastrophe, where we never use a big word, where a little word will suffice.
Except for ecphasis.
And then I just said suffice, so that's like a bad...
Suffice is two syllables. It's
I know,
word.
I shouldn't have said that.
This is the Cure to Catastrophe.
We're all sick. This is Step Down by Sick of It All.
Look out for my glasses.
Hands up.
You're playing Sick of It All?
Yeah. get pumped.
This is Samuel Weisberger bringing you a chilling expose on a violent new art form threatening the very fiber of our nation's youth. Hardcore punk. Join me as my investigation brings us to this dilapidated rehearsal room of Sick of It All.
It's not so bad, that hardcore music.
Cell, own home, tell them that you're well, well, here mum start welling up. I guess we didn't sell enough, cause if Pfizer wants you hooked on pills, god damn it, then it be willed. No charges if someone's killed, when the farmer's big and the lawyer's skilled. New flats, new prison builds, both of them will soon end up filled. Move them in, ship them out, the barbershop is now a coffee house. Come back home and they locked you out, it's all craft beer here, no dragon stout. Things are changing, things are changing, things are changing round here. Things are changing, things are changing, things are changing round here. Things are changing, things are changing, things are changing round here. Things are changing, things are. I just can't keep up. Change! But we'll try!
Yeah. Shay from the Bay in Maldoror, putting screen doors on local submarines since 2019.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Two, three, four.
Oh, wow.
You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to die.
Not that Maldoror ruins the end of each set.
No, no, that was smooth. You don't want dead air.
Super smooth. Closing out that
you
set.
You would hate to have dead air.
Down with the sickness. That was a cover. Did you enjoy that? That was.
You could barely tell.
You could barely tell. The original song by The Disturbed.
Just Disturbed.
Just Disturbed.
Yeah. Who also do that incredibly awful cover. I forgot they have two songs. They have that song, the Wah song, which I played the remix version at the top of the show. But they also have that crappy cover of Sounds of Silence, which I heard and I was like, oh my God, this is atrocious. But then people...
Did you say it's atrocious? I should play it on the show?
No.
Good.
But then... But then, like, people, like, they're teenage fans who've presumably never heard the actual beautiful song, Sound of Silence, made it a huge fucking hit. They're like, this is great. This song's amazing. I was like, yes, it's an amazing song. And they butchered it, but this is your only exposure to it. Holy fuck, you made a hit out of an awful song.
As too did Richard Cheese. Is that what you're getting at? That was Richard Cheese.
No, he made it his own.
Down with the Sickness. Before that, a different kind of sickness. That was Excess by Tricky. We also heard from Bob Dylan.
Yes, Bob Dylan, who made it into the country to play Coachella yesterday, I guess.
As you said, he was surprised. The song we heard today was called They.
Bob Dylan is a they. Like Pink Floyd is a they. Bob Dylan is a they. They're both named Bob, too. Bob and Bobby.
Right, but Bob Dylan is a they because they're a collective or because they're a they?
It's because there's two of them.
Right, okay, perfect. That was The Delicate Nature by They, the Bob Dylan. Opening it up, we heard Step Down by Sick of It All. Which you were surprised to hear me start off with.
Yeah, I can't believe you played Sick of It All.
I thought it was emblematic.
It ended with people chanting oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, well, I thought you would like it.
Well, I do like Sick of It All okay. But I had a wide selection of Sick of It All songs I did not play in my illness sets because it was too hardcore for you.
I tried to make my last segment sort of a propitiation to you.
Okay.
I thought these would all be artists that you would just embrace.
I enjoyed your last set. How's that?
That's Completely unheard of here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
Pretty much.
Make a note. Right. Timestamp.
On this day in history.
It happened once.
This day in history.
Never again. Hey, we did have a pink moon.
The Nick Drake album?
No, what? No, the actual moon in the sky. Like, it's the new spring moon. Last night, it was at its peak at 8:22 p.m.
Once in a pink moon?
I've never heard that expression. So it's named as such by the Native Americans because it is the beginning of the spring blooms and blossoms. It's named for the phlox flower. Nobody cares. Fantastic.
No, I would put my lack of concern pretty substantial. Lack of interest.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where we have a divergence of topics that are all related to sickness, the full moon being one of them.
Right. Isn't there a name for that that isn't like lycanthropy? For people who behave weirdly according to phases of the moon?
Yeah, menstruation. It's called women.
No.
Tell me I'm wrong. What were you looking for, Maldor?
Nothing. Never mind. Moving on. mention menstruation, and all dudes are like, "Oh yeah, let's just change the topic."
Yeah. You don't want to do that? Did you want to do menopause instead? Is that too much? We can do perimenopause.
We're only halfway there. I don't even know what that is.
It's like a half moon. It's not a full moon. Perio, just partially.
Anyway,
do you remember back in the day when, like, bright women would be accused of, like, mental illnesses?
Yes, they shouldn't be driven out into the forest because they were witches.
Well, but also they shouldn't be interested in academia or anything like that because that, too, was considered.
Shouldn't get uppity, yeah. Oh,
God.
Hey, where's Cheap Hooch? Their show starts in 17 minutes.
Well, we don't know about that. We can't answer for them. Make sure to stay tuned for Cheap Hooch.
Yeah, but normally they're in here, like, pre-gaming. So I'm a little surprised because I know Cheap Hooch was putting together a set list when I last saw them. So I don't know, but to be fair, again, Cheap Hooch is the band that Holly Hooch is in. Holly Cheap Hooch, Tight Pants of the Dynamite. They had a gig last night at the Hotel Utah, so it's possible they have the post gig blues.
A little sickness, yeah, a little illness.
What is the Irish flu? So could be. All right, we don't have a lot of time left. As much as I enjoy our chats, I know King Rat at least is going, "We're gonna play some music."
Our chats are the best. This has been a good show.
You don't need to. You could keep telling yourself that. We have to.
I feel like if my intentions permeate the airwaves,
live with itself a bit.
Everyone is going to listen to it and they'll be like, "She's right."
Because I fucked
right.
up all it my transitions in my first show because I was trying to play off the site who sampled this, both the Prodigy remix and then the song it sampled, but trying to play links off a website with our internet.
You mean trying to produce?
I should have downloaded those in advance.
Little pre-prep. Let's all cough. Do you want to all cough into the mic at the same time? And just yeah.
This is Dope Sick Girl by Rancid.
The Cure to Catastrophe.
This song is about a girl who ripped me off. Oh,
our confidence got swore not to get back in it. That girl could take my heart, everywhere she goes.
Don't think I'll
carry her out to New York City. Gotta run away, gotta watch her fun in the heart of New York City.
I was out, I do know.
That girl could take my heart, everywhere she goes.
McCormick and Richard Tauber are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your feet and an angel at your head. There's devils on each side of you with bottles in their hand. You need one more drop of poison and you'll dream of foreign lands.
When you pissed yourself in Frankfurt and got sipped out in Cologne, and you heard the rattling death trains as you lay there all alone. Frank Ryan bought you whiskey in a brothel in Madrid, and you text some fucking black shirt who was cursing all the yids. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, but a ghost are rattling at the door and the devil's in the chair. Houston Tavern, you screamed it was your shell, but I wouldn't give you a service, so you kicked the windows out. They took you out into the street, kicked you in the brains, so you went back in through a bolted door and did it all again. Like a sick bit of Coot Cullen, we'll kneel and say a prayer, and the ghosts are rattling at the door and the devil's in the chair. Hey!
Evening, when you heard the banshees howl, there was lazy, drunken bastards singing Billy in the Bell. They took you up to midnight mass and left you in the lurch, so you dropped a button in the plate and spewed up in the church.
Now you sing a song of liberty for blacks and packs and jumps, and I'll take you from this dump you're in and stick you in a box. Then I'll take you to the prior and shove you in the ground, where you stick your head back out and shout, we'll have another round. At the grey side of Coot Cullen, we'll kneel around and cry, and God is in his heaven and Billy's down by the fire.
We'll be right back.
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we're making the long shots today.
You need to wait for your cue.
You need to produce without dead air. Let's talk.
I need to come in when I'm not sick. Oh, hey, there's more Choopy.
You need to pre-prep.
Cheap Hooch is showing up in droves.
Lipo is here. Island Girl is here.
Yeah. Stay tuned for
Cheap Hooch coming up here at the top of the hour.
In 8 whole minutes.
8 short minutes. I mean, they feel really long.
Really, eternally. Like,
just.
Endless.
Interminable?
Interminal.
Endless?
I'm not terminal
infinite.
Yet. Although, if this cough doesn't go away, maybe it is terminal. That was The Descendants with Sick of Me, which is, you know, as poppy as punk rock gets. The Sick Bed of Cuculain by The Pogues. I think that's the opening track on Rum, Sodomy, and The Lash, which was their breakthrough album here in America.
Very fun to river dance to here in the studio.
Closest we're getting to Wailing Songs this time around.
Everyone's relieved.
And we kick things off with Dope Sick Girl by Rancid. Because we're doing songs about sickness, and another song about being junk sick versus, you know, me, who is just sick.
But all kinds of sickness you can choose.
Yeah.
You know, your idiosyncrasies and your psychosomatic inclinations can choose.
Fuck you. Sorry, that's just my
Your Tourette's. That's my test. Yes.
Something
else that's so fun.
I should mock people that actually have Tourette's. It is an actual condition, which I saw.
Now you're the ableist.
Yeah, whatever.
For once, it's you. See, I get the bad name around here.
Well, deservedly so.
I just want to let you know, I did go see Nikki Glaser.
I don't know
who
that
is. At a comedy show. Will you fail? She just hosted the Golden Globes, and she was a big deal, and everyone
I don't know what that is.
Okay. For a video editor, don't know what the Golden Globes are?
I know it's an award show, but I mean, there's all this shit like the People's Choice and the Golden Globes. It's like, they don't matter. If you you can win an Academy Award or a Grammy, those count. A Tony. What's the other one? There's four you win.
The Oscar.
Yeah, an Academy Award. That's an Oscar.
Forgive.
Because there's a very perishingly small universe of people who won a Tony, a Grammy, and an Academy Award.
Rita Moreno.
Probably.
But you derailed the whole train of thought. Now, God damn it.
And maybe 3-6 Mafia.
Anyway, the point is, boy, have we enjoyed all kinds of sickness and illness here today, whether it be psychological or psychosomatic or physical.
The theme this week was sickness.
Nikki Glaser said that you get to say retarded now.
Oh, because Trump's back in office?
I'm just saying it's a thing now that we're all over it. And
so we could say our president's fucking retarded?
That is the appropriate usage of that word. 100%. See, you use it in a sentence and that's how you demonstrate understanding. We are not political here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
No. Not at all. Not even remotely. Cheap Hooch is coming up in moments. Stay tuned for them. I have no idea what their theme is. Our theme was sickness this week. And this is Zen Gorilla with Cold Duck. Because it's got cold in there. I'm grasping at straws.
Feel free to download this gloriousness after Maldoror has made it a podcast on RadioValencia.fm. Go to podcasts, find The Cure to Catastrophe, and smash that button. This Sunday and every Sunday, we'll be with you or avoiding you, depending.
Except for all the Sundays that I'm going to be in Europe, and you've got a wedding, and then I've got a wedding. And
don't tell them that.
We're going to be completely sporadic through the summer once
again.
We're
going to mail it in.
All right.
They wait for our genius.
This is The Cure to Catastrophe.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
fascist bosses and Nazi coppers. Send her a motherfucker!